Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The second baseman, Bill Wamsgans. Batting third. The center fielder, Tris Speaker. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Rig Stevenson. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Stuffy McInnes. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Smokey Joe Wood. Batting eighth. The catcher, Steve O'Neill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Bob Jones. Batting third. The center fielder, Ty Cobb. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bobby Beach. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Harry Heilman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Danny Clark. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Topper Rigney. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Bassler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hooks Dawes. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hooks Dawes. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Wamsgans strikes out. One out. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson takes first base on ball four. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cobb who is chasing the ball. Wood reaches third base with a triple. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney has Wood trapped. There's the throw to Bassler and over to Jones, who tags Wood for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dawes fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Stevenson fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark takes first base on ball four. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clark moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler hits a fly ball into center field. Speaker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 0-for-1 in the game. Wamsgans hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Speaker hits a line drive into right field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Wamsgans moves to third. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Stevenson hits a pop-up towards first. Blue can't make a play. That's a base hit. Wamsgans scores. Speaker moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-1 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hooks Dawes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawes is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-1 in the game. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Wood hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Heilman. Wood reaches second base with a double. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill bunts towards first. Blue scoops it up and throws to first, with Clark covering, for the out. Wood moves to third. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0-for-1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wood scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wamsgans hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhel moves to second. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Speaker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Clark misplays the ball. That's an error on Clark. Uhel scores. Wamsgans goes all the way around to score. Speaker moves to second. Two runs are unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stevenson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Speaker scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-0, Indians. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevenson. The throw from Basler and he is safe. Stevenson steals second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rigney scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-1 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 0-for-1 in the game. Veach hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. Veach reaches second base with a double. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 0-for-1 in the game. Heilman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Heilman reaches third base with a triple. Veach scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Clark strikes out. Two outs. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rigney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heilman scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-1 in the game. Basler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. Syl Johnson now pitching. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-2 in the game. McInnes hits a pop-up towards short. Rigney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wood hits a pop-up into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Neill hits a line drive into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Syl Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-2 in the game. Blue hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-2 in the game. Cobb hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Blue moves to third. two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Veach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Indians will come to bat. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Uhel strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jones fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Wamsgans hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jones settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Clark hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Speaker who is chasing the ball. Clark reaches third base with a triple. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Rigney hits a fly ball into right field. Wood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Clark tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-3, Indians. Johnny Basler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basler is 0-for-2 in the game. Basler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ira Flagstad pinch hits for Syl Johnson. Ira Flagstad is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flagstad is hit by the pitch. Basler moves to second. Stan Kovileski now pitching. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Red Oldham now pitching. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Speaker takes first base on ball 4. Rig Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson strikes out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Stuffy McInnes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McInnes is 0-for-3 in the game. McInnes hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Oldham fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0-for-3 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bobby Veach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veach is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Veach hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Smokey Joe Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. Wood hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve O'Neill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Neill is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Neill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Clark scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Kovileski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kovileski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Harry Heilman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heilman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Heilman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Danny Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Clark hits a pop-up towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Heilman moves to second. Topper Rigney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rigney is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Rigney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kovileski fields it and throws to third for the out. Clark moves to second. One out. Johnny Bassler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bassler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bassler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Kovileski, and towards Sewell, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Clark moves to third. Rigney moves to second. Two outs. George Cutshaw pinch hits for Red Oldham. George Cutshaw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cutshaw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Wamsgans scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Indians will come to bat. Howard Emp now pitching. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a fly ball into left field. Veach settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Wamsgans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wamsgans is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Wamsgans hits a fly ball into right field. Heilman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tris Speaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Speaker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. Speaker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Riggs Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Stevenson is hit by the pitch. Speaker moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-4 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Cobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Tigers 3. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Ty Cobb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cobb is 0 for 4 in the game. Cobb hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 5, and Detroit Tigers, 3. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.